When you look at the economic divisions in the million-dollar real estate deals, also the Island Airport back in the news this morning as the federal government announces a review of the dealings of the Port Authority. Those stories coming up at 8:30.
Coming up in the studio today, our special musical guest, Nick Brownman Ali, born in Trinidad, schooled in New York, now based in Toronto. Ali is one of the most in-demand young trumpet players in the country. Village Voice calls him Canada's preeminent trumpeter. As both a sideman and leader, Ali has played every major jazz festival and Latin venue in Canada. He's toured this country. He's toured the States extensively, represented Canada at the Havana Jazz Festival in Cuba. Today, Nick Ali. Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Is here with Tyler Emmons on the bass and Colin Kingsmore on drums. Together they are called the Brownman Electric Trio. They're going to be performing, as we told you, at Lula Lounge for a fundraiser for War Resisters later on this evening. In a moment we'll talk to Nick and Ali, but first we're going to hear some music from the band, and that's going to be what, Nick?
I think we're going to do a new tune called Evolution Revolution.
Here is the Brownman Electric Trio. The Brown Man Electric Trio with Evolution, a Revolution. We're going to talk to Nick Brown Man Ali in just a moment. Here's Jim first.
Don Valley, the southbound lanes of the parkway. You're going
Come
to
on,
find
it. Is,
well, I know. very busy still down to the Lee Side Bridge. Northbound Don Valley up to York Mills. That is slow as well. That's all because of traffic volume. We still see delays eastbound 401. Collectors through Weston. For a while, we had all lanes blocked. There's construction there. Accident from earlier has been cleared.
I think one of the things we forget about when we talk about jazz is how methodical and wonderfully musician-like it can be. You know, I was listening to this, which might have seemed totally and completely improvised, but is enormously well-rehearsed. Nick, good morning, first of all. Hello.
Morning. Pardon me, sorry. I've been up all night.
I'm watching Tyler and Colin on the bass and the drums, and they're reading sheet music. I mean, they're following your score very, very closely. This is very disciplined music in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, these guys got the tune yesterday. In fact, Colin's never played the tune before. He called me yesterday after a gig at about 1:30 in the morning and went, okay, so I just got the tune. How does it go? So what you just heard was as unrehearsed as you know as it gets, which is what you know a lot of great jazz.
Oh, it's great stuff. Tell me about the really great jazz you listened to as a kid. Who are your forebearers?
Miles Davis, first and foremost. I mean, I came up through the great jazz tradition. So Duke Ellington, Miles, Billie Holiday, Count Basie, Freddie Hubbard, Woody Shaw. You know.
We were just talking about Relaxin', which is my favorite Miles Davis
Nice.
Album.
Relaxin', Cookin', Workin', Steamin'.
And who do you choose to work with, and how do you choose whom you're going to work with today? You're on how many CDs would your music appear on, as a side or as a...
Sideman, just under about 170, I think,
wow.
Something like that.
So someone calls you, you always say yes?
Pretty much. No, that's not true. Well, yes and no, it depends on the project, right? I've been fortunate enough to have the luxury of picking and choosing my projects in the last 5 years-ish, so I don't always say yes, but generally I do, because, music is it's music, right? And it's any opportunity to lend my horn to a production, I'll be, you know, happy to do that.
You're being given a great opportunity to play your music later on tonight. This is at the Lula Lounge in support of war resistors. These are young men who refuse to serve in Iraq. Some of them have already been there. Why did you want to support this effort? Why this?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a great ethically and ideologically. I think it's an important cause to be supported. I grew up a big fan of Muhammad Ali, the great boxer,
who went to jail, of course, because
who
he
went
refused
to jail.
To
yeah.
serve in Vietnam.
Exactly, didn't serve in Vietnam, and they threw him in jail for it. So, I think it's a vital cause, and I think these men deserve to be supported. Their own country won't, so they have to come here in order to seek support. So I think it's a good thing for Canada to rally behind.
This is at the Lula Lounge a little later on. And for another taste of the kind of music you'll be listening to after dark, what are we going to hear now?
Right now?
Yep.
Yesteryear. It's an old Jerome Kern tune, like from the 1930s, which we've taken and absolutely messed with.
Yesteryear, the Brown Man Electric Trio. We'll be right back. The jazz hot on a cool Tuesday morning. That is the Brown Man Electric Trio featuring Nick Brown Man Ali, Tyler Emon, and Colin Kingsmore. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Just wonderful. Tonight they're going to be at Lula Lounge in support of a fun...